You got the touch.
You're listening to the radio you show the your touch. Mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going there next. 844-967-2789. Fancy. We've got some like Transformers going on there.
Heck,
what's
yeah.
That?
You said 80s sci-fi. And I'm like, I don't know if they'll know the last Starfighter song. So I'll play the touch.
Well, you know, I do have one question for the panel. And we will get to the phone callers. Chris from Sun Prairie first. Be patient. Moment longer. But the takeaway line from the January 6th summer blockbuster, here's what I predict. I feel the need for justice. How do you like it? Do you think that'd be a good takeaway line?
A takeoff of the original Top Gun, the need for speed. I mean,
yeah, you get the point.
I mean, it's better than no tagline.
What was the car racing movie that Tom Cruise did with the first
Days
wife?
Of Thunder.
Oh, Days
like
of
that.
Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
Not my favorite Tom Cruise movie. Probably
I haven't
somewhere
seen it,
above Cocktail, but still low on the list. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, thank you for your patience.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So I just thought I'd call because you were talking about our birthday month. That's my birthday month, too.
Oh, Gemini.
Yeah, happy birthday month, Chris.
Yeah, happy birthday month to you guys, too.
Thank you.
I see you have some people out there that I haven't seen before. I'm seeing MacGyver Institute things dropped into your comments. It's a little worrisome. I think I need to be out here a little bit more often.
Are you on our Facebook? Is MacGyver trolling us in real time?
Someone is, yeah.
You know, once upon a time, we were down in Cleveland for the RNC, and we were at Shooters by the River. They renamed this bar for a Scott Walker private invitation party that we talked our way into. At first, they rejected us at the door. And then later, they saw I was driving the shiny former midlife crisis sports car. We'd driven it all the way from Wisconsin. They see the shiny car and they think, big dollar donor, perhaps. No, come in the party. They invited us back to the party. We're heading over to Larry Flint's Hustler joint downtown Cleveland, probably, maybe, could have happened. So anyways, we go at the bar, and Dom sat down the bar from Scott Walker, didn't buy him a drink, not even a consolation prize, because, you know, the whole presidential ambitions didn't work out. But, Chris, we met our trackers, the young guys that had the job, the responsibility of listening to our show. There was one on behalf of the campaign, and there was one on behalf of the party. Two guys had to listen to our show every day, and I'm proud to report we made them fans.
I mean, how could you not?
I think we bought those guys drinks. Yeah, I feel pretty confident. Those guys got free drinks out of the Devils.
Well, maybe we'll convert some people. Maybe it's a good thing they're listening. Maybe we'll convert them.
Well, certainly to, you know, Satan's service. Chris, any other political thoughts today, sister?
Well, I'm kind of into the poor people's campaign right now. So if people want to get into anything right now that is going to make some difference, I think that poorpeoplescampaign.org is a good place to go and get involved. They're having a march on Washington on June 18th, and this is where we are going to go to our government and tell them what we want and what we need for the people of this country. And I think that that's really where we need to go. I think that's where we're at. I think that we need action from the people.
Chris,
I don't think that just voting will do it.
I've always admired your political activism. We've seen you in Cedar Rapids, Iowa at presidential events. I know you went out to D.C. with Sarah Pearson and a lot of other fine people. I know that you actually put your ass where the politicking happens, Chris. Do you hope to be a part of this march a little bit later in June?
I had planned on going. I haven't been able to get the reservations for airlines yet. So it really depends on whether or not that will come through. So, you know, it's a little fuzzy sometime with getting, you know, reservations and places to stay. So I'll have to see.
Chris, I got one for you.
I go.
Before we let you go in the segment, the RNC coming to Milwaukee, we have some conflicting ideas on the panel as far as whether that's a good idea or not. I want to get your take.
Wow. I don't know. I think it would be good for Milwaukee because I think business needs it. In that way, I think it would be good. But I really worry because of all the guns in Wisconsin and because of the prejudice in Wisconsin and because how heated things are here politically. So I really worry about it. I worry
Chris,
about it
they're more likely to have it at like the Waukesha Expo Center and claim they're in Milwaukee. Kind of like Trump did when he came to town. Came to Milwaukee, air quotes.
Yeah. Possibly. But I do worry about who it will bring to our state.
Yeah, yeah. You and me both, sister. Thanks, Chris. Always appreciate it.
Also saw Chris in Philly. She was a Bernie delegate at the DNC back in 2016.
Now that was a party. 844-967-2789. CJ, you are up. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
CJ, do you believe the rumor of the day that Donald Trump's about to drop a big endorsement for Tim Michaels, according to Righty Whitey Talk Radio? I know that's your primary source.
Well, I think that would be great. I think
would it influence your vote? Would you then become a Tim Michaels advocate? Would you vote for Michaels if Trump endorses?
I've already liked what I've heard and seen by a business owner and creator and job creator, Michaels. So, yeah,
but that's got to be a disappointment for Tim Rantham. I mean, Tim's advancing the big lie agenda of the Republican Party, CJ. He's put in the work, man. He wants to decertify all the way back to Bob Dole in 1996. how do you turn your back on that sort of loyalty, CJ?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to turn their loyalty away from the supposed party that's in control now. What was the price of gasoline, Crudy, when Trump left office?
I don't know. We were in an international pandemic, and there wasn't much demand to go driving.
Hey, CJ, do you accept the Sussman verdict as not guilty?
Well, considering that there were three Hillary donors and Biden donors and AOC donors, that wasn't what Durham was going after. Do you know the name of Robbie Mook?
Robbie
Mook gave the evidence that, yes, Hillary Clinton approved the spying.
Yeah, but that wasn't a crime. That wasn't a trial. It was a fact. Sussman was the one, and Hillary started the whole rumor, CJ. Not true.
See you, CJ. Bye, Felicia. More Devils. We'll be back.
The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
You can't handle